Dan Cujo, a.k.a. Toku King, sat with all of his relics laid out before him. Over the past several months, he and the Saba Saber had traveled far across the World Forest in search of weapons from the past. He had found Kamen Rider Ryuki's Drag Saber, 3 power coins, 2 Dino Charge batteries, the Dragon Dagger, a Dino Charge Morpher, a Dino Saber, 3 Spark Dolls, and of course, Saba himself. Dan had been able to connect with and use all of these artifacts, except for the 3 crystalline power coins that he had gathered. Dan picked up the blue Triceratops coin and flipped it through his fingers. "I don't understand, Saba. I should be able to use the power in these coins as easily as I use the batteries. Do you think they're completely drained?"
"I can still sense energy within them, Dan. It is not enough to morph or summon a weapon, but it is there."
"Then why can't I access the grid energy? Am I doing something wrong?"
"No, Dan. It is simply the nature of the coins."
"What do you mean?"
"I once spent years fighting alongside the users of these power coins. Our leaders did not hold auditions for the Rangers, or even search for them. The coins always chose their own users."
"So, the coins don't think I'm worthy?"
"It is not you, Dan. These coins were betrayed many millions of years ago. Then, they watched the downfall of humanity, and lost most of their powers as well. They have been through a lot."
"I don't know. Do I really?" Dan and Saba were swiftly interrupted by a ball of slime that shot between the two of them. Dan jumped to his feet, and Saba flew up off the ground. Before them stood a lanky, green kaiju, its smooth skin stretched tight across its humanoid body. The creature had hands and feet that fanned out to reveal webbing between the digits. The most grotesque feature that the monster possessed, however, was its frog-like head that sported 2 giant yellow eyes. Froggo, the River Terror, had arrived. "What is up with these kaiju? They just keep showing up more and more frequently."
"It must be the relics, Dan. The more we gather, the more it attracts these creatures from hell."
"Well, too bad for them. I'm the emissary of hell, and I'm here to send them back. Toku Change!" Dan spun his Toku Changer and transformed himself into the gold and red hero, Toku King. Saba flew into Toku King's hand as he charged at Froggo. The creature showed no indication that it was going to dodge or even defend. This will be an easy one. But as Toku King brought Saba across the monster's stomach, the blade quickly slipped across the creature's skin. It did not even leave a single mark. Toku King hesitated in his confusion, long enough for Froggo to shoot a long, prehensile tongue out of its mouth that sent Toku King flying backwards.
"Gah! What just happened?"
That was when Toku King noticed the globs of slime running down Saba's blade.
"It seems that a layer of slime reduces all friction from our physical attacks. We need to try a different method, Toku King."
"Well, if I can't cut it, I'll just blast it." Toku King summoned the Dino Charge Morpher and inserted the red T-Rex battery. He fired at Froggo. "What? Impossible!" The laser blasts were not having any effect. The blasts were only hitting the slime, and Froggo was able to replenish the small amounts that were blasted near instantly. Before Toku King could think of his next move, the kaiju jumped up into the trees. The monster leaped in and out of cover, hitting our hero with a barrage of slimy hits and kicks. Whenever Toku King got a hit in with Saba or the Morpher, it continued to have no effect. He fell to the ground, dropping Saba and his Dino Charge Morpher.
"Get up, Dan! The creature will soon be on us again!"
What's the use, Saba? Maybe the coins are right. Maybe I don't know how to use this power. I can't even beat this kaiju. I'm not worthy.
Saba flew up and smacked Toku King on the side of the head with the blunt side of his blade.
Ow! What was that for?
I cannot believe what I am hearing. Do you honestly believe that you are not worthy? You have proven time and time again that you are the hero this world needs. You were chosen to wear the Toku Changer because you were strong. Godzilla chose you to carry the Dragon Dagger because you are merciful. And I chose you to wield my power because you are good. I did not reside in the grid for over 1,000 years just to bestow my power onto an unworthy man. You are special, Dan Cujo. And I know you can win.
Toku King thought Saba was right. Thank you, my friend. I'll do everything I can to be the hero that you think I am. As Toku King began to stand, the Tyrannosaurus power coin started to glow. What? What is this, Saba?
The red power coin! It must be responding to your newfound determination.
But what do I do with it?
The coin has little power on its own. You will need to combine it with another weapon to enhance it.
That gave Toku King an idea. He summoned the drag saber and held the power coin to it. Suddenly, crystalline veins grew out of the coin, attaching it to the sword. The power coin glowed as it pumped energy into the drag saber.
It's time to fight fire with fire!
As Froggo landed in front of him again, Toku King fired a torrent of flame from the drag saber. The creature was engulfed in the inferno and jumped to the other side of our hero. Toku King put together his Dino Blade Blaster, but Froggo was not worried. Why should he be? This human had done nothing to him that caused him any damage, thanks to his slimy coat. But what Froggo did not realize was that his slime covering had been dried out by the burst of flame. By the time the beast finally realized his folly, it was far too late. Toku King fired his Dino Blade Blaster at the amphibious abomination, blowing it to smithereens. Toku King lowered his weapon and turned to his friend.
Thank you for believing in me, Saba.
Of course, Dan. Any time.
Toku King was created by Paul Kelly Jr. Starring Paul Kelly Jr., Samson West, and Jesse Booth. Edited by Paul Kelly Jr. Written by Paul Kelly Jr. Executive Producer, Chris Winter. Music by Letterbox. Special thanks to Ian McNeil, Cameron Goen, Eddie Chang, and all our donors and listeners. Please follow the links in the podcast description to donate and support the show.